percent, which is single use. And so we conclude that 60% of this plastic generates is or being landfilled or incinerated or ending up in the ocean or being exported, and then we don't know if it's treated or not. So from this crisis, I think it's a conclusion that we need to rethink our consumption production of plastic. We need to reduce plastic production, and as Mark said in the beginning, we cannot recycle away the plastic pollution. We need more than that. One instrument that has already been mentioned here is the external producer responsibility. Basically, it's just to make the producers pay for the pollution they cause, for the products that the pollution caused by the products they're putting in the market. And the current situation here of the, in Europe of the APR schemes are not the ideal. They don't incentivize producers to redesign their products. Currently, they just found the collection systems and treatments that otherwise would be paid by taxpayers and by municipalities. But there's much more we can do with this economic approach. And we are, the European Commission is currently working on that. So on the Waste Framework Directive, it has implemented minimal requirements for API schemes. And it will include more transparency, reporting, more clear roles of the part of the players in the API schemes, and transparency. As well, they are developing now a guidance on eco-modulation fees for APR to incentivize better design. So it means that producers that put in the market products that are easily recyclable or are reusable or has less additives, like chemicals, or it will pay less. So on this way, we could incentivize better products in the market. We are not there yet, but we are almost. So that's an opportunity to turn the tide on plastic if the APR schemes are strong and implemented in this way. So the first goal would be to make them to redesign their products, so the eco-design aspect of the API of the fees. So when they know they have to pay more if the product's not good, they would redesign and make products that is more sustainable and pay less fees. And the second, of course, when the product is there, is to ensure end-of-life collection and that the product is really recyclable and does not end up in the environment. So apart from this, improving the currently APR scheme and introducing the modulation fee, also part of making this to really beat plastic pollution is also amplify the coverage of APR schemes. So currently in the EU, is there APR for packaging, tires, batteries, end-of-life vehicles, oils, and electronic waste. And now with the Single-Use Plastic Directive, more 9 items have been introduced for APR schemes, which are there for plastic containers, beverage containers, plastic and wraps, lightweight plastic carry bags, fishing gear, balloons, tobacco, and wet wipes. And they have to be implemented by 2024, if I'm not. By 2024, except for tobacco balloons and tobacco infected wrappers, which is 2023. And they also cover cleanup costs. So the cost for the new items are collection, cleanup, treatment, awareness raising as well. So with this new product and new APR schemes, for new products, it's an opportunity for municipalities, which are the executing parts, which are alternative ways, what they can do is to implement new business models, as we have seen many examples for the cuts, and I'm also show other examples now. It is out. They are. This one has been mentioned by Enzo. It's implemented in Bologna. So it's a closed loop mapping system. It's an agreement between the nursery and the Lavanda with the watchable organization. So they take the nappies from the nurseries. I think two times per week, and then they take the wash and they give it and they send it back. It was implemented after a study by the University of Bologna with the amount of disposable nappies being thrown away. So in the beginning, when I was looking to the website, I thought maybe it was a typo. 6 million disposable nappies thrown away per day, but actually no, it's not. It's really really nice to have this as a model to be implemented as it can be in other institutions. And also, it, of course, it helps create new job opportunities. And the other example is the free group cup, which more or less the same as the recap in Berlin. But I think there's no the automated return. So this just between the shops. So the city, the shops, they offer the coffee to go in a reusable cup, and they can be returned in other 100 stores. By the time we did the case study, I think it was 16, but maybe now it's more. And this system has been implemented in a lot of cities as well, in Berlin, Munich, and other cities in Germany. The final idea here is really not because we were born in a place where the system works like that, that it has